What's up, everybody? Dear Albie. So, it's just me. Me today. Usually, when it's just me, it is something very dramatic. Okay? I assure you, it's not one of those shows. We've been, obviously, there's been so much going on. There's the wedding planning and, you know, obviously, just our day-to-day and work and all this stuff. And things are going a million miles an hour. Want to get in touch with the community, as always. Miss you guys. Don't like miss the show. So, here we are. But, I do have duties on the wedding side, and I'm getting yelled at for not doing them. So I thought actually it would make a cool episode to try and kill two birds with one stone. And the way we're going to do that is there are several people, and I'm getting yelled at pretty much every day by my mother-in-law and my fiance, and even in some cases my own mother, for not following up with some of the guests that have not RSVP'd. I don't know if, like, this is a completely separate episode entirely. I don't know if it's the type of thing that even falls on me. I feel like this is, like, living in an Excel spreadsheet somewhere, and we can just do some follow-up, whatever, right? But in going through the names of the folks that, you know, have yet to respond, there's a couple of them that mean quite a bit to the community, and I'm kind of surprised at who some of them are, and be like, hey, listen, what's going on? What are you guys doing? So I figured the best thing to do would really just be make you guys part of the process, like everything else. And we're going to call some people right now, cold, and just ask them if they're coming to this wedding or what. They don't know I'm doing this, so we'll let them know. But let's just get right into it. I think this will be fun. Because also, it's the type of thing that, number one, you never know what can happen with these situations, number one. But it's the type of thing that we're going to find out in real time together. There might be some heartbreak on this. There might be some very awkward conversations. The way I see it, bittersweet, because let's say certain people aren't showing up, at least we get a good episode out of it, you know? So let's get into it. First person, let's give Candace a call. Here we go.
Gabe.
Oh, all good. What's happening, Gabe? I got you guys on speaker too. We're actually we're with the community, Ken.
Should I remove Gabe from the community?
No, Gabe is part of the community. We accept young and old.
Okay.
Where's Gabe going? Okay. What field is Gabe going to conquer right now?
No, it's just today's another crazy day, but it's different. Today I have to. Olivia wanted to walk to Starbucks, so she walked to Starbucks. Yeah, we're going to Philly this weekend. I have to go get her. We have cheerleading practice, and I don't even know what day it is. Thursday?
Yeah.
I don't even know. I gotta look at the schedule. I don't even know.
It's kind of wild to me. The kids got this, like, Starbucks happy hour thing going on.
Yeah, you and me both. Like, I didn't know what to do because it's, like, it's a thing that, like, they do. And I was all crazy last year. I wouldn't let her go. And then this year I was kind of like, I don't want to be that parent that, like, says no all the time, but I also don't want to let her do something crazy. I know it sounds stupid, like, to walk to Starbucks, but it's kind of like a trek. It's far.
Yeah, I guess it is kind of far. I didn't even know they actually, as I'm thinking about it now, I didn't even know they had a Starbucks close to there.
It's not that close, that's what I'm saying. So yeah. It's kind of like a walk, but everybody does it, and I felt like, last year, she missed out all the time, so this year I let her. But now I have to send, like, stalkers over there, like, to see, like, where she is in her journey. Mm. Like, I'm like, oh, did she get there, you know? And I have the tracking, so I can track her.
Yeah, I'm going to implant a tracking device into my children's skin. We're going to get into that a different episode. However, I'm calling for a reason, really quick. Okay. This episode is called the RSVP episode. I'm calling people that haven't yet RSVP'd to the wedding and just checking in on them.
Did I not?
To Italia.
Oh, wait, did I not RSVP?
I don't know. I don't see you guys on the list here in the Italian invite.
Oh, in the Italian, yeah. What do you think, I'm gonna, like, bang out Italy?
I don't know. It's a wedding, Can. It's, you know, I've been not giving people grief, but, like, you know, just curious. You know, the community wants to know. I'm not asking. The community is asking.
I would love to bang out a European trip right about now. That would be Same. I would love it more than anything. I cannot, obviously. I have no funding for that. And I have, like, what am I doing with Josh? Like, what am I doing with him? Like,
I think you would bring him.
What am I doing with the children? No,
you would bring
I can't.
Them. They'd be the only other kids invited.
Josh has work. He can't not go to work. Like, not now, not at this time of the year. And what would I, like, I would have to have, pro bono trip that didn't require funding. So that's not happening. But I'll be at any celebration that's in our land.
You got it. So then I'm going to mark you yes for Brownstone then.
For sure.
All right. Well, do the kids at least know that they were invited to Italy? They were the only other kids invited to Italy, essentially.
The kids know they were invited. Well, I don't know if Gabe knows, but Olivia definitely knows. But are they invited to the Brownstone?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, all right. So the family of four will be there.
Gabe, are you pumped?
Yeah.
What are you going to wear?
I didn't even know if they were invited. I feel like I just thought about the dress yesterday, actually. I was thinking about their outfits, and I'm like, I got to get, like, legit dresses for me and Olivia.
It's a fashionable occasion.
Yeah, like I saw Lauren's. I already know.
Well, hey, so, you know, this is going to be big. Well, all right, well, I'm going to mark you down, but you know, I'll wish that you were there. You know, certainly, you guys will be missed. I'll FaceTime you.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me like, I thought the end of this conversation was going to be like, you won, and I'm like, what? And you won a free trip for your family over to Albie's wedding, and I'm like, what? This was
kind of
messed up.
No, you know what though? Hold on. This is a full circle moment though, because you take things too far. Just like when I went to Jamaica and you were like, oh my God, you're going to propose. You can't just have a nice conversation. You can't just have a nice.
No, it can't be. It can only be full. Olivia's in the car. It can only be full speed. There is really no half. Unfortunately.
Okay.
No, we're not going. See, Gabe just. Gabe just got in the car and goes, Olivia, we're going to Italy. And she's, we are? We're going to Italy? I was like, no.
See, now you're going to. Now my wheels are spinning. I don't know. But you know what? Maybe we'll kick it out to the sponsor of the episode. We got the last fume. I'm going to get to that any second.
No. There's no need for sponsor. It just can't. It just can't. So, I love you all, but no, I can't.
Why?
It's because Olivia, what do you think this is? You think Italy is just like you're going to, like, the ice cream store? I mean, I don't even understand.
That it's gelato there, actually?
No.
All right, we'll do an Italian theme party when we're there, and I look forward to seeing Liv and Gabe at the wedding in Jersey.
All right, say peace out, guys.
Peace out.
Bye, guys.
All right, bye. Bye, community.
All right, so we're 0-1. That's big news there. You know, I had heard rumors, double confirming. Chell just walked in. Chell, I'm calling everybody because you know how you're yelling at me for the RSVPs. I'm calling everyone to see if they're coming to the wedding.
Oh, that's nice.
Who's coming or what kind of thing. How's your day?
Horrible.
Okay, well.
Sorry.
All right.
I'm going to go lay down.
Okay, you do that. You do that.
Hi, fans. Rough day.
It's you know, the community, I'm sure, you know, supports you, whatever it is. Anybody else that I should call on the RSVP list off the top of your head? I can, and you know, you have documentation that it's happening. Anybody that you want me to call?
Let me think on it.
Okay. Okay. There's that. That was heavy stuff there. So we're gonna give Nando a call. Hold on, here we go. Man, I'm getting turned down right over here. Okay, we're gonna keep him on the list. We'll go back to it. You know, let's give Urbano a shot.
What up, Al?
Hey, Bono.
What's going on?
So listen, I got you on speaker on the pod right now.
Oh, shit, son.
I'm doing a episode called RSVP for the okay. people that haven't RSVP'd to Italia. God. So I'm calling you just to see you're on the list here.
I gotta tell you, I literally not more than 5 minutes ago just booked my flight.
See, ooh, it's not now. I'm one for one then. Oh, yeah, I'm one and one then.
I called my cousin. I worked out my travel, my stay, to and whatever, everything I'm doing. So I'm in. Yes,
it's a beautiful thing, and you're officiating.
Yes, and I'm horrible at RSVPing. That's why this is why I don't get invited places. Nah,
to be honest with you, I'll be honest. I'm looking at this RSVP list here, and you're actually not on it as someone to call to see if they're coming. I just was shut down by Candace, so I wanted to even it out a little bit just in case I get more.
Candace,
you know, I get it. It's a tough trip to swing with everybody. This amount of time.
I'm officiating. I got an outfit. Like, I'm ready. I'm borrowing some Chanel jewelry from a friend. Like, I got this going. I got a brooch. It's ready.
Oh, wow. A brooch?
Yeah. I'm
I didn't know a brooch was involved.
Exactly. Exactly. Here we go. And I think it may be your mom's. I think your mom said I could borrow her brooch.
You're wearing my mother's brooch?
I think so.
Brooch is such a weird word, too.
Right? It is a little bit. Pendant?
Yeah.
Is it a pendant?
Well, no, I prefer brooch, I think. I think it sounds more regal.
Yeah, and there's drama and gayness involved. That word, you know what I mean?
All right, well, hey.
I'm wearing a brooch. It's like, wow, he's there. It's like Prince.
Yeah, no, you have to be strong to pull out the brooch. I get it. All right, well, hey, man, I just needed the win. So, you know, love you as always.
All right, I love you, man. I'll see you soon.
Later. That was good. See, guys, I'll tell you the truth. I knew how that was going to end. I mean, he's officiating, so if he wasn't coming, that would be a much bigger problem than just what would typically meet the eye. So I'm also terrible at not RSVPing to things. I don't think I do it with almost anything. I am that guy. A lot of this is my karma. And hey, speaking of Breaking Bad habits, okay, my favorite first line with my favorite sponsor, Fume. Cold turkey may be great on sandwiches, but there's a better way to break your bad habits. We're not talking about, in this case, forcing yourself to RSVP to things, which is a terrible habit that's driving my mother-in-law nuts and my mother nuts and my fiance nuts, which I will vow now to break for all of you that invite me to things, those of you that still invite me to things. Which I would kind of advise against in a weird way because I'm awkward, which is another bad habit I should break. Anyway, moving on. We're talking about our sponsor, Fume. They look at the problem in a different way, and not everything in a bad habit is wrong. So instead of a drastic, uncomfortable change, why not just remove the bad from your habit? Fume is an innovative, award-nominated device that does just that. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses all natural and delicious flavor. So instead of bad, Fume is good. It's a habit you're free to enjoy. It makes replacing your bad habit easy. I love using the Fume. I've talked about it, discuss it all the time. Chell just walked in here. Chell uses the Fume also. I can't get over the aesthetic. To me, it just fits the vibe. So I don't know. I just feel cool. I don't know what to tell you. And I'll take anything that makes me feel cool right now, especially with, you know, coming this close. So the feel, the look, the taste of it, everything is awesome. You guys got to try it. So stopping is something we all put off because it's hard, but switching to Fume is easy, enjoyable, and even fun. Fume has served over 100,000 customers and has thousands of success stories, and there's no reason that can't be you. Join Fume in accelerating humanity's breakup from destructive habits by picking up the Journey Pack today. Head to TryFume and use code ALBI to save 10% when you get the Journey Pack today. That's tryfume.com and use code ALBI to save an additional 10% off your order today. So head to tryfume.com/ALBI. Use code ALBI to save 10% off. And you're supporting the show. And we love them. So thank you, Fume. Chell, I spoke with Urbano. He's coming. I just needed a win, to be honest with you. Because I neither didn't pick it up at all. Candace is not coming. I'm going to try. Do you have a suggestion on who to try from here? Really quick? Maybe I'll call your mom and see who else needs to get covered. Let's see how that goes really quick. She loves hearing from me. Hi.
Hi. I feel like I haven't
spoken to her.
She's very excited for me. So I have you on speakerphone really quick. We're talking on the podcast.
Yes.
I'm calling around to people who haven't RSVP'd and putting them on the spot in the show. So I just want to let you know, okay, that I'm on this, okay? But I know you had a lot of complaints. We had actually a question that came in, a Dear Albie that came in after you were on the show because you got rave reviews. And I know, you know, I don't want to let it go to your head too much because I haven't told you all of them. But they are asking what other things that me, in general, what am I doing that is currently annoying you in the wedding planning process?
You could never annoy me. How's that?
I'll take that.
No, you haven't annoyed me about anything. Truthfully, I mean, I could make something up. Let's see.
No, I prefer you didn't. I think we got a good thing going on here. If you're happy, I'm happy.
No, I think everything is set. You know what? I'm happy you're getting all your stuff done, so you'll be nice and relaxed there.
That is the idea. We've been working very hard to you know, get in a good headspace when we're down there. A lot of things happening at once, but we're moving and shaking.
We got to keep you healthy because we know what happened the last time we went away.
Yes, we do have the last time we went away. I think I'm two for two for almost dying on every trip we've taken.
Yeah, well, I went to, you know, I get up early. So at 6 o'clock in the morning yesterday, I went to Walmart because there aren't too many places that are open. It was either that or Home Depot. So I went to Walmart and I bought a remedy for anything that could ail you.
They sell that there?
They sell everything.
Wow. I mean, I got to check out Walmart more often, I guess. I don't know. I mean, we will look into that. I heard
if you have diarrhea, I got you stuff if you're constipated.
Okay. I'm really glad we made this phone call. This was good. And
all right, sweetie.
Yeah, no, this is good. This is good. I'm glad, you know, at least I'll tell you what, either coming in or going out, we're in a good situation here.
We're gonna take good care of you, Al. We're not gonna let anything happen. We're not gonna have any house calls.
Well, now I feel a lot better. All righty. Well, hey.
Love you.
We'll catch you later. Love you guys.
Ciao.
Bye. Jeez, here we go. She's speaking Italian to your mother already. Bye.
Bye.
All right. So, Jill's sitting here. This is the rough day. Look. All right. So, I'm going to tend to the fiance here. Community, love you as always. This was a little bit of a fun one. Little break from the norm, but I had a good time with it. I feel bad that we got Olivia all pumped up. Now I got to figure out how to pull this off. Maybe I'll call Fume. You guys are the best. We love you. Catch you later.